Now, let's move on. The US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Asia this week, visiting US allies including Japan, South Korea and Singapore. But it's her proposed stop in Taiwan that has dramatically raised the temperature in US-China relations. When Pelosi flew out to Asia over the weekend, her visit was yet unconfirmed, but remained a hot and deeply controversial topic in Beijing, Taipei and Washington, as Yvonne Murray now reports.
China laying out potentially dire consequences.
Tonight, tensions building
between the U.S. and China. China conducting military exercises.
The American news networks lit up with talk about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's potential visit to Taiwan. Some analysts took to the airwaves to say it was a bad idea, fearing any misstep in this charged atmosphere could lead to war. But in a rare display of bipartisanship in U.S. politics, Pelosi's views,
I think that it's important for us to show support for Taiwan,
won her respect from political enemies on the Republican side of the House. And conservative commentators were quick to urge her to get on that plane.
We're not going to let the Chinese Communist Party dictate where the Speaker of the House should go.
But the noise in Washington was matched by the stark and incandescent rhetoric from officials and state media in Beijing. The foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian didn't mince his words, saying that the U.S. will bear all the consequences if the visit goes ahead. And neither did China's leader Xi Jinping. Play with fire and you will perish by it, he told the American President Joe Biden in a phone call on Thursday. And then China's fieriest propagandist, Hu Xijin, former editor of the Global Times tabloid, somewhat predictably stepped it up a notch, suggesting on Twitter that China could shoot down the speaker's plane. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, government officials remained tight-lipped.
That is no comment from Minister of Foreign Affairs of Taiwan.
But Kolas Yotaka, until very recently spokesperson for the Taiwanese president and now running for office herself, told me Taiwan doesn't want to face the threat from China alone.
I have been saying people and countries should stop trying not to anger China. Be less afraid, be more brave. You know, we don't want to be alone facing the authoritarian power threats from China. We want allies. We want to be part of the world.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine this year has heightened concern for many in Taiwan, who see parallels with their own situation. Living under the shadow of a heavily armed superpower, which has vowed to take the territory by force if necessary. This is the sound of a weapons boot camp where more and more Taiwanese citizens are seeking weekend firearms training. But how likely is military escalation over this visit?
As an analyst, I'm never going to say I'm not concerned. Of course, I am very concerned. I think we need to put things in perspective.
Wen Ti-sung is a Taiwan expert at the Australian National University in Taipei. He believes the Chinese leadership's own long-term plans are unlikely to be derailed by a Pelosi visit, especially as Xi Jinping prepares for his unprecedented third term.
He can argue he's sticking to the strategy he's been talking about for a long time, and then he can urge his own people, hey, I wish you focus on the big prize here, and the big prize here is the long-term great revival of the Chinese nation, which would take a few more years, or maybe another decade or two. So some attempts at showing Chinese strength, as well as very visually display China's displeasure and disagreement, is very likely. As to further direct military confrontation, at this point, it remains a relatively unlikely scenario in my personal view.
A crisis could be averted this time, but Taiwan as a flashpoint in a growing superpower rivalry between the United States and China will remain.
Yvonne Murray reporting there.